following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
So in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus says, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Now, have you ever wondered, what does it mean to pray that God's name would be hallowed? Right. This is the first of the six petitions in what we often call the Lord's Prayer. A lot of us know this section by heart. But do we really know what that means to pray for that? Well, I think in order to kind of get a better understanding of what it means to pray for his name to be esteemed as holy, it starts with understanding that the way that we see names today and the way that maybe they've seen it in the biblical times is very different, right? When we name kids today, we often think about the cool factor. Like, hey, does this sound cool? Maybe we think about a loved one that we had, a relative of someone that we really honored in our life. And because of that, we named our son or daughter that. Or maybe it was just simply more tactile, where we were like, okay, I don't want their name to rhyme with this, or you know, because our last name starts with this letter, we can't name our child something that starts with this letter, right? Whatever it might be, those aren't bad necessarily reasons to name or to not name. But when the biblical authors seen the idea of names, right, in their culture, a name really encompassed all of a person, all of who they were, all of who a person was, right? And so when we're talking about esteeming the name of God, we're saying, man, that God would be esteemed for all that he is above everything else, right? It's connected to that same idea of his name being hallowed or holy, right? We're saying, God, you are so other that, you know, in Philippians 2, we're told that Jesus, that he is the name above every other name. That every tongue will confess, that every knee will one day bow, because he's greater above anything else. And so to pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name," we are praying that God would be esteemed in this way. Now we can pray that God would be esteemed in this way in our nation. We can pray that in our cities, in our states, in our families, in our church. But I would encourage you guys that to really rightly pray this actually starts with us, right? Have we prayed that God, Lord, that you would be esteemed in our life? And with that our life would reflect the fact that we esteem you above anything else. And so again, if you guys have yet to do that, I would encourage you today to take a moment to ask for to ask the Lord to do that in your own life, right? That he would be esteemed above every other thing in your life. Well, God bless you guys, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life